The movie Lincoln comes out in theaters today. James Sanford of the Battle Creek Inquirer has this review.
In case you think congressional gridlock is some sort of 21st century invention, director Steven Spielberg's Lincoln should convince you otherwise. The recent battles over healthcare and debt ceilings are not all that different from the sort of storms that President Abraham Lincoln faced in 1865 when he was trying to drum up support for the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, which would formally abolish slavery. Lincoln was an ambitious Republican whose ideas rubbed many of his rivals the wrong way. Democrats tried to brand him a dictator when they weren't warning that his agenda would destroy the country.
It's either the amendment or this Confederate peace. You cannot have both.
How many hundreds of thousands have died during your administration?
Meanwhile, First Lady Mary Todd Lincoln bristled at the personal attacks she and her family had to weather, such as being called prairie primitives by the Capitol's snobbish socialites.
You have always taken such a lively, even prosecutorial interest in my household account.
One of the most intriguing insights in Tony Kushner's screenplay turns out to be the simple observation that if you flip the party affiliations and change the names, the Washington of nearly 150 years ago seems hauntingly familiar. Thankfully, it's also a lot more entertaining. Lincoln is loaded with superb performances, beginning naturally with Daniel Day-Lewis, who gives the legendary leader both the necessary aura of power and willfulness, but also finds Lincoln's earthier, more charming side. His stern decrees and political maneuvering mark him as a tough customer, yet he's equally capable of stepping down from his soapbox to share a homespun fable or a bit of folksy humor. It's also impossible not to be impressed by Sally Field, who lends a razor-sharp edginess and a heart-gripping desperation to Mary Todd Lincoln, who's haunted by the death of her son and increasingly unhappy with her role as what she calls her husband's soothsayer.
God help us, for trapping you in a marriage that's only ever given you grief.
Tommy Lee Jones is equally striking as Thaddeus Stevens, an activist who tries to tame his temper to help advance the amendment.
How can I hold that all men are created equal when here before me stands, stinking, the moral carcass of the gentleman from Ohio, proof that some men are inferior?
Jones provides many of the film's lighter moments as he fights verbal duels with his opponents and pronounces the word politics with so much distaste it sounds as if he's spitting out a porcupine. Lincoln is a very theatrical sort of film, which should probably not surprise anyone familiar with Kushner's background as a playwright. Aside from a few short sequences on the battlefield that bookend the picture, most of the drama unfolds indoors. At first, this can seem a little stuffy and constricted, but the actors bring enough fire and conviction to the script that Lincoln turns out to be anything but a starchy stage play on film. In fact, it ranks as one of the strongest and least sentimental films Spielberg has ever made. A terrific tribute to one of our greatest figures.
This settles the fate for all coming time. Not only of the millions now in bondage, but of unborn millions to come.
For WMUK, I'm James Sanford from the Battle Creek Inquirer.